Welcome back to the Daily Taoist podcast with Will Nemo. We are talking about the Tao Te Ching and how to get back into spirit and alignment with the way. I will be your guide on this journey of 81 verses in Wayne Dyer's book, Living the Wisdom of the Tao, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. Verse 21. The greatest virtue is to follow the Tao and the Tao alone. The Tao is elusive and intangible. All through formless and intangible, it gives rise to form. Although vague and elusive, it gives rise to shapes. Although dark and obscure, it is the spirit, the essence, the life breath of all things. Throughout the ages, its name has been preserved in order to recall the beginning of all things. How do I know the ways of all things at the beginning? I look inside myself and see what is within me. Living the elusive paradox. Here in the 21st verse of the Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu takes us back to the book's very premise, living the mystery. He has returned to the idea's definition and virtue and reaffirmed it with greater clarity and precision. In this lesson, he has not only asked us to become conscious of the elusive nature of the Tao, a principle that simply cannot be pinned down or recognized with the senses, but to also validate this awareness by recognizing ourselves as examples of this elusive paradox. Reread the concluding lines of this important verse. How do I know the ways of all things at the beginning? I look inside of myself and see that it is within me. Now go all the way back to your own beginning. How did you get here? I don't mean from a droplet of protoplasm or particle. Go even before that. Quantum physics teaches that particles emerge from an invisible and formless energy field, so that all creation, including your own, from spirit to body, from the nameless Tao to a named object. The process of creation, along from the theme of understanding eternal namelessness, runs throughout the Tao Te Ching. This is the elusive paradox that you're invited to contemplate, allow, and experience. You can know it by examining your own nature and recognizing that the same principle that creates everything is animating your every thought action. Right now, make a simple decision to move your index finger. Now wiggle your toes. Next, lift your arm. Finally, ask yourself, what is it that allows me to make these movements? In other words, what is it that allows you to see shapes and colors? What force behind your eyes invisibly signals you to process the sky as blue or a tree as tall? What is the formless energy that tweaks a vibration somewhere in your ear to give rise to sound? What it all is formless and nameless. Yet it is vague. Yes, it is obscure. And when you begin to see the world in this manner, you begin knowing what aspect of yourself. This is what Lao Tzu describes as the life breath of all things. And it needn't remain a mystery. You have the same eternal Tao inside of you, and you apply it a million times a day. It is within you. It is you. This is the far-reaching verse of the Tao Te Ching, asks you to let go of seeking results in money, accomplishments, acquisitions, fame, and so on. Instead, shift your attention to the energy in the beginning of all things, the elusive and intangible Tao. The greatest virtue is to find this nameless, formless force within yourself. Know it by looking within and seeing it at work in all of your thoughts and actions. This is what Lao Tzu was conveying to you more than 2,500 years before your birth. Have an unquenchable thirst for the intangible and enigmatic force that supports all of life. Communicate with the source regularly. Ask it for guidance and meditate on its sacredness. The more you practice benevolent reference to the invisible Tao, the more you'll feel connected to it. The presence is of a known connection with the Tao will release you from the worry, stress, and anxiety that are ego's way of looking at the world. While others around you may stay focused on their pursuit of wealth, fame, and power, you'll notice it and smile compassionately as you practice being in a state of appreciation for the life breath of all things, including yourself. You'll feel safe and secure knowing that you're in a divine partnership with the all-knowing, all-providing Tao. I suggest you simply take a moment or two several times a day to say out loud, "Thank you, God, for everything." Make this your own personal, respectful ritual. In fact, just a moment ago, I said these very words, "Thank you, God, for allowing these words to appear, supposedly from my pen. I know that from the source of everything, including these words, is the elusive and intangible Tao. Memorize the final two lines of this verse and silently recite them when needed. Repeat these two sentences. How do I know the ways of all things at the beginning? I look inside of myself and see what it is written. See that it is within me. Doing so will remind you that the Tao comes from the truth that's inside you of all times. Giving up trying to persuade anyone else of the correctness of your vision, when they are ready, their own teachers will surely appear." Here is a concluding thought on the elusive nature of the Tao. Written by Hafiz, many centuries after the death of Lao Tzu. If you think that the truth can be known from words, if you think that the sun and the ocean can pass through that tiny opening called the mouth, oh, someone should start laughing. Someone should start wildly laughing now. Do the Tao now. Today, become conscious of the force that allows you your every movement. For 5 minutes in your meditation, stay in the gap between your thoughts and notice the elusive but omnipresent invisible force that allows you to speak, hear, touch, and move. I've created a meditation that can assist you in this process, and it's included in Wayne Dyer's book, Getting in the Gap, which I will link in the description of the podcast. Thanks for listening, guys. It's really that simple. The Tao is you, and you are the Tao. Everything else in life is pretty it's extra, right? We often get wrapped up in what he calls the 10,000 things, but everything in the Tao came from a formless place before you were born. And we're all going back to that place after we're dead or after we're no longer here. So the more we get wrapped up in the day-to-day minutiae, and we start, at least in my case, when we start comparing ourselves to other people, where we're at on our individual hero's journeys, we we lose sight of what's really important, right? And it's our connection to the Tao. It's our connection to that formless energy from a place that goes beyond the physical, right? So I just want to say once again, thank you for listening. If you need some help, if you want to connect with me, I am on Twitter at the Daily Taoist, Yukon Gold, and Doomer Podcast. I'm primarily active there. That's my most active social media. Again, feel free to reach out if you have any questions, comments, concerns. More than happy to address them. I love each and every one of you in the Mandelbrot universe. Namaste from Will Emo. Cheers.